to our knowledge, had extensive consultation with everybody else, including Kangaroo Island. I mean, it's really up to people who want to be consulted to make that judgment. But I think if people, anyone in this process thinks that they don't have to make compromises as well, then there really is not, that's not consultation, etc. It's, to our knowledge, and certainly with the seafood industry, is consulted very, very widely and made significant compromises. And the bottom line is that they deserve the approval to go ahead now.
So you are supportive of the seismic testing?
Look, it's always a challenge to us. We've had to make compromises. Bite, for example, agreed to start their survey right at the end of the tuna catching season and not interact at all with the towing of the pontoons from the Great Australian Bight. Those were major compromises by that company. Not every seismic company's been willing to do that. In fact, some of them have just ignored everybody, whereas Bight have made every attempt to consult. So we're satisfied that we've got the best balance possible because, frankly, South Australia needs seismic testing to see whether there are resources out in the Great Australian Bight. If people think that South Australia doesn't need to develop whatever resources there are in an environmentally friendly way, then I think we're kidding ourselves.
Do you think there will be any ramifications for the fishery, or you feel confident that the concessions that have been made will suffice?
Oh, I think there's always a risk. Look, I mean, what we have now in the Great Australian Bight is next year, 2015, five seismic surveys going from the middle of the Bight to the eastern Bight. Clearly there's something there. These companies are not spending this type of investment for nothing. As South Australia needs it, there's still a risk to our operations. However you quantify it, a 10 to 20% risk. But that's something we're prepared to accommodate and live with and take that risk simply for the sake of South Australia. Again, if we think we can do without this kind of exploration and development of whatever resources are there, then South Australia is living in a fantasy world.
So you can see that that fishing can work with Bight Petroleum?
Well, we're hoping so. This is the company which has made by far the most compromises of all the seismic companies, and is a good model for the applications which are currently before the national authority which makes these decisions. We're certainly using the outcome of the negotiations with Bight Petroleum as a model for the others to follow, and that just shows how impressed we are with the way that they've done this process. No one's going to ever agree with these outcomes, but I think for the sake of South Australia then and South Australian families in the future, people are going to have to make compromises, and certainly Bight have, we have, and other people need to as well.
If the seismic testing is successful and the company proposes the drilling to go ahead, what sort of safeguards would you want to see put in place?
Oh, I think after the Montara incident in the northwest 3 years ago, large-scale safeguards have been put in place. Now, that's never an absolute 100% guarantee, but, those safeguards, world-class leading safeguards are now in place for any of these type of developments. But in some ways, for the seafood industry anyway, static drilling is obviously less a risk than seismic surveys. So, if we get through the seismic period, as I said, there's five taking place next year in the Great Australian Bight. If we get through all those, then the development will follow if the resources are there and they can be extracted viably.